We'll give you the starting lineup in just a moment, but first we're going to take a quick break here on the Bristol State Liners Radio Network.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor. Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
And we're back here in Bristol, bottom half of the first inning. Let's go over tonight's starting lineup for the Bristol Stateliners. Leading things off will be the center fielder, number 17, Jordan Austin, followed by the right fielder, Eric Arado. Batting third, the designated hitter, Nick Strong. And then in the cleanup spot, the first baseman, number 89, Aries Gardner. Batting fifth, the left fielder, number 22, Jake Books. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 4, Tariq Freeney. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 61, Easton Ruley. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 41, Jake Cooper. And batting last, the other Buchanan, the shortstop, number 30, Seth Buchanan, brother to the guy on the mound this evening, Matthew Buchanan. On the mound for the Doughboys, Hanselman, first offering outside to Jordan Austin, 1-0, 93 miles per hour. Offering outside in the same spot. Quickly 2-0 to Jordan Austin. Johnson City may be in first place, but they're 5-6 on the road. So there's some hope for Bristol this evening, as Johnson City is a hard team to beat. The 2-0 breaking ball won't find the zone. Quickly 3-0 on Jordan Austin. Eric Arado waiting on deck. Hanselman's 3-0. Called strike outside corner. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. The offering low and inside. That'll be a walk to Jordan Austin. Bringing up the right fielder, number 29, Eric Arado. Arado, a product of Northern Illinois. For Northern Illinois, hit 264 and 193 at-bats. Had 47 runs on 51 hits, 12 extra base hits. He'll step into the left-handed batter's box. Hanselman comes set and delivers. This one fouled out of play down the first baseline. 0-1. Eric Arado in 10 games so far, 34 at-bats. 6 runs on 7 hits, 2 doubles, a triple, and 4 RBIs. The 0-1 finds the outside corner of the plate. Now 0-2 on Eric Arado. Jordan Austin on first base after the walk. Spano holding Austin on over at first as he takes his lead. The 0-2, Hanselman checks. The runner goes. This one, a dribbler to the first baseman, Spano. It'll be a race to the bag, and he'll get there in time. A 3 unassisted for out number one, moving Jordan Austin over to second. That'll bring up the designated hitter this evening, number 53, Nick Strong. Strong from Illinois State University. This is his second year with the Bristol State Liners. Last year, he was a .244 hitter. 3 runs on 10 hits and 41 at-bats. So we've got a runner on second, one out. Hanselman checks and deals this one outside. 1-0. Aries Gardner waiting on deck for the State Liners. One-oh offering. No one covering. Austin dancing around a little bit. This one fouled down the right field line. 1-1. Austin knew no one was covering the bag, so started dancing around to see if he could mess with Hanselman just a little bit. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 away. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. The offering, this one lined right back up the middle, but King will be there for out number two. That'll bring up the first baseman, number 89, Aries Gardner. Gardner, .239 on the year, 12 runs on 16 hits, 3 doubles. 9 RBIs as well. Looking to add another one here with a runner still on second base. The first pitch, big swing coming up with nothing, 0-1 on Aries Gardner. Hanselman checks the runner. This one. Line shot to the shortstop, Schwerb. He'll make the play. Straight line out for out number three. Your summary for that half inning. No runs on, no hits, no errors with one left on. Heading to the top of the second, due up for Johnson City is Sutter, Spano, and Marmo. We'll take a break here on the Bristol State Liners Radio Network and be back in just a moment.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their 3 locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
At the birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Top half of the second inning here in Bristol. Matthew Buchanan coming out for his second inning of work. He'll face the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. That's Logan Sutter, Braden Spano, and Caleb Marmo for the Doughboys. Again, Johnson City 5-6 on the road, 13-2 at home, and 5-5 in their last 10. Stateliners looking to make up some ground in the Appy League West this evening. Buchanan The lefty comes set facing the righty of Logan Sutter. The first pitch upstairs. 1-0. The 1-0 on the outside corner, 1-1. Logan Sutter from Folsom Lake Junior College, committed now to Purdue, 390 with Folsom Lake. This one swung on a miss, 1-2. In 205 at-bats for Folsom Lake, he had 68 runs on 80 hits, 29 extra base hits. A 488 on base percentage, so a tough hitter for Sutter. The 1-2. The swung on fly ball to right field, giving chase is Arado. He'll look at this one, go over the outfield wall. A solo home run for Logan Sutter. Sutter had 11 of those for Folsom Lake and his fifth of the year for the Doughboys. So quickly, 1-0 here in Bristol. That'll bring up the first baseman, Braden Spano. Sutter making that one look pretty easy. A short porch in right field as well, 310 to right. First pitch to Braden Spano is high for a ball. Spano from Milligan University just down the road. My alma mater as well. 0-1 inside to Spano, 2-0. For the Buffs of Milligan University, he's a 297 hitter in 185 at-bats, 29 runs and 55 hits, 18 extra base hits. The pitch inside, this one actually hits him. So Spano on first being hit by the pitch. That'll bring up the left fielder, number 24, Caleb Marmo. Marmo from Walter State, transferring to Western Kentucky this fall. Lefty versus lefty matchup here in Bristol. As there's a runner on first, no one out after a solo home run from Sutter, 1-0 ball game. Buchanan comes set, fires. This one in the gap between the shortstop and third base. Fielding that one will be Books in left field throwing in. So that'll move Spano over to second, and Marmo stands on first. That'll bring up the designated hitter, number 11, Jack Pokorock. Pokorock from High Point, 232 hitter for High Point in 69 at-bats, 7 runs on 16 hits. Runners on first and second, no one out for the Doughboys. The pitch squares around a bunt, pulls back. The ball is high, 1-0 for Pokorock. Matthew Buchanan comes set. His offering squares around the bunt again, pulls back, 2-0. 83 degrees here in Bristol. A little bit of wind. Left to right, maybe 2 or 3 miles per hour. Definitely less hot than it has been the last couple days. The 2-0 offering, big swing and a miss from Pokorock. Now 2-1. Jonathan Schwerib on deck for the Johnson City Doughboys. Two balls, one strike. The pitch squares around again and pulls back, saying this one was fouled off. 2-2. Must have got just a piece of it. That one hitting off the umpire as well, taking just a second to give him some time. Two balls and two strikes.
Two balls, two strikes to count, so the bunt will be off.
Poker Rock, 499 on base percentage. I'm sorry, a 294 on base percentage. This one swung on and lined into right field, giving chase to Arado. Runner will be held at third. So bases loaded now for the Doughboys as Poker Rock has a no-out single. That'll bring up the shortstop, number 10, Jonathan Schwereb. Schwereb, a product of Appalachian State, 224 for App State, 17 runs, 19 hits, two extra base hits. We'll have a mound visit from the pitching coach for the State Liners, Ted Power. Tariq Freeney going out to talk things over as well, the catcher this evening for the State Liners. So the hits coming in quick for Johnson City in the bottom half, or the top half of the second inning. Ferguson, the home plate umpire, going to break up this meeting. First pitch swung on and missed to Schwereb, 0-1. Buchanan, this pitch, outside corner, 0-2, bases loaded for Buchanan with no one out. The 0-2 offering, swung on and missed. The first out for Schwereb, or for Buchanan, I should say. Base is still loaded for Buchanan. Bringing up the bottom of the lineup, the second baseman, number 8, Andrew Neal. Neal from ETSU just down the road. He's a 320 hitter for ETSU and 201 at bats, 51 runs, 54 hits, 9 extra base hits. So base is still juiced. One away for Matthew Buchanan. Lefty versus lefty matchup. This one gets Neal up around the head. He's bent over, and he's going to go down to the ground. That pitch, 88 miles per hour to the head, and he's crouched down over next to the first baseline. So Spano will come in on that hit by pitch. Marmo will move over to third and Poker Rock over to second. Both trainers coming out to check on Neal. Katie Carnegie for the State Liners and Lakota Oxendine for the Doughboys. With that one being at the helmet, probably some quick concussion protocols going on. Definitely doing some quick concussion protocols. And the trainer for Johnson City saying he's good to go. He'll trot down to first. That one definitely takes you a moment to recover after taking one off the helmet. So Neal trotting down to first, staying in this ballgame after being hit by the pitch. That'll bring up the top of the lineup. Cameron King, who grounded out his last at bat. just the last half inning. A 5-3 put out. Bases still loaded. One away for Matthew Buchanan. First pitch swung on and fouled. 0-1 on Cameron King. Cannon coming set, his 0-1 offering to Cameron King. The pitch. Chopper to the third baseman, Cooper. He won't be able to do anything with that one, as that one really threw him off balance. That'll be a single for Cameron King, scoring Caleb Marmo. Pokorok moving over to third and Neal over to second. Not much Cooper could do with that one, as that chopper threw Cooper a little off balance, close to the line on the third base side, couldn't plant and set in time as the speedy King legged that one out. The first pitch to Cody Miller, a strike, 0-1. O-1, bases still loaded for Buchanan, 3-0 ball game. The pitch, check swing, saying he went. 0-2, Cody Miller not happy with that call, and from our vantage point, I think he's right. O-2, Buchanan comes set. The 0-2, high and away. One ball, two strikes on Cody Miller. One ball, two strikes. Buchanan's offering. Check swing in the dirt. He'll step on the plate. But nowhere, not really anything happening after that strikeout. That'll bring up Caleb Berry, the catcher, a 5-3. Put out, got him the last time, this one. Fouled off. We've batted around. Caleb Berry, the ninth batter to come to the plate for the Doughboys. 0-1. Three runs, four hits, no errors for the Doughboys, and nothing so far for the Stateliners. The pitch, high. One ball and one strike. One ball, one strike. Base is still loaded. Two outs. The pitch. Swung on and missed. 1-2 now on Caleb Berry. Matthew Buchanan looking to get out of this second inning jam with no more damage. The pitch. Upstairs, evening up the count, two balls and two strikes, two away. The 2-2 offering, swung on and fouled down the third base line. The count will remain the same, two balls and two strikes. Again, a 6 o'clock start time here in Bristol. Saturday and Sunday games starting at 6 p.m. Two balls, two strikes. Two away. Matthew Buchanan comes set, his 2-2 offering. Misses. taking the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Buchanan comes set for his payoff pitch. The 3-2 runner's going. It's a ground ball to Buchanan. He'll fire over to first in time. 5-3 to retire the side. But not before some damage. 3 runs on 3 hits. No errors with 3 left on. Heading to the top or bottom half of the second. It'll be Books, Freeney, and Ruley. We'll take a quick break here on the Bristol State Liners Radio Network.
Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at managerbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Song again! Yay! Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again!
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
It will make you cray cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We're back here in Bristol, bottom half of the second inning. First pitch to Jake Books, a ball 1-0. Books from Coastal Carolina, a pretty recent addition to the State Liners squad. The 1-0 swung on and missed, 1-1 on Jake Books. Books, a 3-11 hitter for Coastal Carolina. The 1-1 swung on and fouled down the third base side, 1-2. The pitch, it'll be a ground ball to Neal. He'll throw over to Spano in time. 4-3 for out number one. That'll bring up the catcher number 4, Tariq Freeney. Freeney going to Cisco College. Freeney steps into the right-handed batter's box to face Hanselman. The first pitch, called strike on the inside corner. Nothing and one. Freeney, a 224 hitter for the State Liners, the 0-1. This one fouled straight back, 0-2. Freeney, 12 runs on 11 hits, 3 doubles, 2 homers on the year with 8 RBIs. The pitch, low and in the dirt, 1 ball, 2 strikes on Tariq Freeney. On deck for the State Liners, the second baseman, Easton Ruley. Hanselman comes set and fires this one. A ground ball. That'll get through right up the middle. A base hit for Tariq Freeney, the first of the evening for the State Liners. That'll bring up the second baseman, number 61, Easton Ruley. Ruley from Utah did not play for Utah in 2023. Ruley for Bristol, a .292 hitter, 8 runs on 21 hits with 3 doubles. The pitch finds the upper half. Nothing and one on Easton Ruley. Jake Cooper on deck for the State Liners. Ruley steps out, getting a sign from Tommy Murphy, the third base coach for the State Liners. The 0-1, big swing, nothing happening for Easton Ruley, quickly 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 swung on and missed. Easton Ruley goes down on strikes for out number two of the half. That'll bring up the third baseman, Jake Cooper. Cooper, Penn State University, .200 average. A throw over. He's back in safe. That's Tariq Freeney at first. The pitch. Ground ball, that'll get through. Rounding second and holding will be Tariq Freeney. A two-out single for Jake Cooper. Didn't make a ton of contact on that one. But gets through nonetheless. That'll bring up the bottom of the lineup, the shortstop, number 30, Seth Buchanan. Buchanan just graduated from Lebanon High School. The pitch, high and away. 1-0 to Seth Buchanan. Runners on first and second for the State Liners, two away here in the bottom half of the second inning. Hanselman checks the runner twice at second and fires. This one, foul down the third base side, 1-1. Some clouds rolling in here at Boyce Cox Field. Pretty overcast. No wind. One ball, one strike. Hanselman checks. Checking again and checking again. This one fouled straight back after he fires. 1-2. We'll do it again. One ball, two strikes. Two away. The pitch to Buchanan. This one lined right back up the middle. Tariq Freeney rounding third, headed home. Heading for third is Jake Cooper. We'll get one run back in the form of Tariq Freeney. An RBI double for Seth Buchanan. So one run scored for Johnson City. We got runners on second and third, two away for Jordan Austin, the center fielder. He got on by a walk his last at bat, also charging an error on that play as it was not fielded super well. The pitch swung on and missed 0-1. So they're going to call it a single instead, followed by an E7 fielding or an E8 fielding error to move him to second. Now a 1-1 on Jordan Austin. So a single followed by an E8 for Seth Buchanan. A little check swing. Didn't go around. 2-1. Second and third, two away. Let us know you're listening. You can text us at 276-285-8780. Want to say hello to the Cease family in Plymouth, Pennsylvania, listening in this evening. The 2-1 offering swung on and missed. The count goes even. Two balls and two strikes. Two's on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on second and third need to score another one. This one looks at strike three to retire the side. The summary for that half inning, one run on three hits, one error, with two left on base heading to the top half of the third. We'll be back in just a moment on the Bristol State Liners radio network.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Song again! Yay! Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again!
It will make you cray-cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
We're headed to the top half of the third inning here in Bristol. It's a 3-1 ball game in favor of the Doughboys. Three runs, four hits, one error against Bristol's one run on three hits with no errors. Buchanan back out for his third inning of work, facing the third baseman of Logan Sutter. Homered his last at bat. This pitch is fouled, 0-1. Sutter hit an opposite field home run his last at bat in the second, clearing the 310 porch in right. Buchanan coming set, the 0-1 offering. High and away, one ball, one strike. Buchanan coming set. The pitch fouled out of play, 1-2. Want to say hello to Alex Tabor, listening from Houston, Texas, where it's currently a balmy 103 degrees. I don't want to have any part of that kind of weather. 1-2 from Buchanan. Outside corner, he looks at strike three for out number one. That'll bring up Braden Spano. He was hit by a pitch his last at bat, later scoring. Got hit in the helmet, actually, and took a minute to recover. Or I'm sorry, that was not Spano. The first pitch to Spano. Strike on the outside corner, 0-1.
Just
The 0-1, high and away. One ball and one strike. Buchanan's hit two people so far. Spano's was just a missed curveball. 1-1 from Buchanan. Check swing. Did he go? No, says Marvin Sims. Two balls and one strike on Spano. Marmo waiting on deck for the Doughboys. Buchanan comes set and deals, fouled into the bullpen for the Doughboys. The count will go even, two balls and two strikes. This one, a ground ball to the shortstop, Buchanan. He'll pick it up, throw on in time for out number two. That'll bring up the left fielder, Caleb Marmo. He singled and later scored his last at bat. Two quick outs here in the top half of the third inning after a pretty disastrous second for Buchanan, scoring three runs on three hits in the second frame. The first pitch to Marmo on the inside corner. Nothing and one. Buchanan. He comes set and fires. This one in the other batter's box. 1-1 on Marmo. One ball, one strike, two away. Misses up. 2-1 on Marmo. Poker Rock on deck for the Doughboys. Buchanan gets his sign, comes set. The delivery finds the inside edge. Evening up the count, 2-2. That one right on the edge of the plate. Could have really gone either way. The 2-2. This one, a grounder to Rooley. He won't be able to make a play on it, and it'll go into center field. A base hit for Marmo. Poker Rock coming to the plate for the Doughboys. Singled his last at bat and was stranded on third base. Buchanan checking Marmo on first and fires. High and away. 1-0 on Poker Rock. 77 mile per hour curveball. The throw over. Checks the runner. Nothing happening. No balls. One strike. Two away. Pitch as the runner goes. It's upstairs. The throw sails into center field. Marmo will go to third. Stolen base and an E2 moves Marmo over. It'll be one ball and one strike on Jake Pokerock. One ball, one strike. The pitch. This one lined into left field. That'll be down, scoring another run. So Poker Rock with an RBI two-out single. That'll bring up the shortstop, number 10, Jonathan Schwerb. He struck out his last at bat. So now a 4-1 ball game in favor of the Doughboys. 4 runs, 6 hit, 1 error. 1 run on 3 hits with 1 error for the Stateliners. Buchanan comes set and fires this one way upstairs to Schwerb, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. The pitch downstairs, 2-0 on Schwerb. Bristol with a win tonight will surpass last year's winning record. Only 14 wins for Bristol last year. The 2-0 won't find the plate. 3-0 for Schwerb. A 3-0 offering. Takes a ball, a 4-pitch walk for Schwerb. Runners on first and second for the Doughboys. The bottom of the lineup, the second baseman, number 8, Andrew Neal, coming to the plate. He was hit by a pitch his last at bat, that one getting him in the helmet. Ted Power coming out for another mound visit with Matthew Buchanan. No action down in the bullpen for the Stateliners. Just coming out really to calm Buchanan down after a hard second inning and now a third inning that's going a little awry. The meeting on the mound will be broken up. Andrew Neal stepping into the left-handed batter's box facing the lefty of Buchanan. Runners on first and second, 2 outs. Checking the runner, nothing happening. The pitch runs inside, 1-0. The pitch. This one outside. Now 2-0 on Neal. The top of the lineup, Cameron King waiting on deck. Buchanan comes set and fires. This one fouled out of play. 2 balls and 1 strike on Neal. Good crowd here in Bristol. A good night for baseball. Overcast, not too hot. Just slightly muggy, but tolerable. 2-1. High and away, a 3-1 count now on Neal. Stateliners will be back in action against the Doughboys tomorrow night. That game at 6 p.m. Three balls and one strike. The pitch way away. A 2-out walk. Bases will be loaded for the top of the lineup, Cameron King. He has grounded out and lined out and his 2 plate appearances. The pitch finds the outside corner, 0-1 on Cameron King. Buchanan comes set. His 0-1 offering swung on and miss. Now 0-2 on Cameron King. No balls, two strikes, two outs. A 4-1 ball game in favor of the Doughboys. This one, a chopper back to the shortstop, Buchanan. He won't be able to make a play on it. Everyone's safe. We'll wait to see the scoring on that one as Buchanan had to go quite a distance to his left on that one. More than likely a base hit on that one, but we'll wait to see. Calling it an error. So an E6 fielding error on that one. The first pitch to Cody Miller is a ball, 1-0. So King on with an error. The base is still loaded now, a 5-1 ball game. The pitch finds the inside corner, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Finds the outside corner this time, 1-2. This one, a ground ball to the left side. Buchanan trying to make a play at third, calling him out. So he'll go 6-5 for out number three. And that will be the inning. We'll take a quick break here in Bristol and be back in just a moment.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs Ad Council.
We're back in the bottom half of the third inning. Eric Arado coming to the plate for Bristol. 5-1 ball game here in Bristol. The Doughboys leading. Arado grounded out his last at bat in the first inning. First pitch to Arado, grounded to the shortstop, Schwerib. He'll throw on to first in time. 6-3 for the first out. That'll bring up the designated hitter for Bristol, Nick Strong. He flew out to center field.
Right.
Hanselman still on the mound. The pitch way inside to Strong, 1-0. The pitch, this one lined right back up the middle. Strong will be on with a one-out base hit. That'll bring up the first baseman, Aries Gardner, lined out his last at bat in the first. Gardner, an imposing figure at the plate, 6'4", 225 pounds. Just a big, strong guy. Definitely has the power to pull one over the right field fence. This one, first pitch strike to Aries Gardner. Nothing and one. The 0-1, low and inside. 1-0 on Gardner. Jake Books on deck. The 1-1 swung on and fouled. 1-2 now on Aries Gardner. This one, a grounder to Schwerib. He'll step on second, throw on in time. 6-3 double play. And we're through the third. Your summary for that half inning, no runs, one hit, no errors with one left on. Heading to the top half of the four. We'll be back in just a moment.
She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
We're in the top half of the fourth inning here in Bristol. Caleb Berry coming to the plate for the Doughboys. He's grounded out in his last two at-bats. Buchanan still on the mound. The first pitch to Berry, high and away. 1-0. This one fouled back. The count now 1-1 on Caleb Berry. This one fouled. 1-2. One, two. This one fouled back once again. Some smoke rolling in here from somewhere. Choking me up just a little bit, so I apologize in advance. One ball, two strikes, the pitch inside, evening up the count at two balls and two strikes. Buchanan coming set and deals this one. It'll be a ground ball to Buchanan. He'll scoop it up, fire over, pulling him off the bag. Not in time. Caleb Berry with a single to lead off the inning. That'll bring up the third baseman, number five, Logan Sutter. Sutter homered in the second and struck out in the third. The other ball games in the Appy League just now starting. We'll get to those here in a little bit as they start to play. The pitch inside. 1-0 on Sutter. We do have one the bottom half of the seventh inning in Bluefield, a doubleheader. Tied ball game in the bottom half of the second. Looking at a possible tiebreaker situation there. This one gets away from Aries Gardner. The throw over will move Caleb Berry up to second. It'll be an error on Buchanan, moving Caleb Berry over to second. One oh count on Sutter. The pitch from Buchanan swung on and missed. 1-1 now. They gave that one actually to Aries Gardner, even though the throw was low. The pitch upstairs to Sutter, now 2-1. Yeah, Gardner really had to kind of dig for that one and still missed it. But I am not the official scorer. 2-1. Swung on and missed, evening up the count at two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Runner on second for the Doughboys. The pitch. Looks at strike three on the outside corner. Not beautifully framed from Freeney, but still got the call nonetheless. That'll bring up the first baseman, Braden Spano. Spano has been hit by a pitch and grounded out. Gannon checks the runner, and he'll step off, turning around, acting like he's going to throw, no one covering. Some action in the bullpen for the State Liners. Looks like number 54, Anthony Gonzalez. The pitch swung on and missed. 0-1 on Braden Spano. O-1, the offering high and in. One ball and one strike on Spano. Marmo on deck for the Doughboys. One ball, one strike, one out. 5-1 ball game in favor of the Doughboys. The runner grip breaks. This one misses. Two balls and one strike. Barry with a stolen base now on third. Spano with a 2-1 count, stepping back into the right-handed batter's box. Infield in for Spano. The pitch. This one runs in and hits him. And then gets Freeney on the way through as well. So Spano trots down. Wearing his second hit by pitch. Marmo. Two base hits on the evening, scoring in both of those. Runner on third for the Doughboys, one away. Top of the fourth. Buchanan comes set, checking the runner at first. The pitch outside. 1-0 on Marmo. Cannon comes set. The pitch inside. Two balls, no strikes on Marmo. Poker Rock on deck for the Doughboys. Lefty lefty. The pitch just a little low. Won't find the plate. 3-0 on Marmo. So with the 3-0 count, Marmo likely not getting the green light. The 3-0. Misses away. That's a four-pitch walk. So that'll move Spano over to second. Marmo now occupies first base. Poker Rock coming to the plate. He has two base hits on the evening, but we'll have a pitching change here in Bristol. We'll take a quick break and be back in just a moment on the Bristol State Liners Radio Network.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Browns for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of five Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
We'll close the books on Buchanan here in the top half of the fourth inning. He went 3 1/3, gave up 5 runs, 4 earned on 7 hits, walking 3 and striking out 4, ending the game with a 10.61 ERA. Only one out here in the top half of the fourth inning. Bases loaded for the Doughboys. Anthony Gonzalez, the new pitcher, 2-1 on the year, 5.91 ERA in 7 games. First pitch misses to Pokorok, 1-0. Next pitch, upstairs. 2 balls, no strikes on Pokorok. Upstairs. 3-0. The 3-0, high and away. That'll be a walk. And score a run. That'll bring up Jonathan Schwerb. He struck out and walked in this ball game. First pitch to Schwerb, a strike, 0-1. The pitch upstairs. 1-1 on Schwerb. Andrew Neal. So the book not quite closed on Buchanan, as the run that came across from the walk is credited to him. This one, a high fly ball into deep left field. Book's giving chase. He'll settle under it, just shy of the warning track. Tacking up from third is Spano. A sack fly from Schwerb. Out number 2, but getting the RBI on the play. That'll bring up Andrew Neal. He's been hit by a pitch and walked in this ball game, the bottom of the lineup. Gonzalez checks the runner, fires. This one a ball low. The 1-0. Ball high. 2-0 now on Andrew Neal. 7-1 ball game in favor of the Doughboys. Gonzalez checks the runner and fires upstairs. 3-0. The 3-0 gets a strike on the outside corner of the plate. Three-one count, two away. Runners on first and second for the Doughboys. The 3-1. This one lined foul down the first base side. The count will go full on Andrew Neal. Three balls, two strikes, two away. We're in the top half of the fourth inning. The payoff. Runners go. This one popped up. First base side in foul territory. Giving chase is Freeney. He'll settle under it. Pop out. 4 out number three. The Doughboys get two more in the top half of the fourth. We head to the bottom half. Doughboys lead 7-1. We'll be back in just a moment.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of five Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Located in the Highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
We're heading into the bottom half of the fourth inning. Jake Books coming to the plate for the Stateliners. He's grounded out 4-3 in his last at bat. That came in the second inning. The pitch. Fouled back, 0-1. Stateliners not through the lineup twice. The pitch misses low, 1-0. Johnson City's been through the lineup three times. One. The pitch from Hanselman spikes this one. Two balls and one strike on Jake Books. Two balls, one strike. Hanselman comes set the pitch. Ball outside. 3-1 on Jake Books. Tariq Freeney on deck for the Stateliners. This one, a ball away. Books on with a walk, bringing up Tariq Freeney. Freeney singled his last at bat, later scoring. First pitch to Freeney, tipped into the mitt of Barry. Nothing and a one on Tariq Freeney. Oh and one. There's a ball inside, doesn't miss by much, 1-1. One ball, one strike. This one, a liner, and it'll get down right over the head of Schwereb. We'll have two on. Freeney with a base hit, bringing up Easton Rooley. He struck out his last at bat in the second inning. Something getting started for the Stateliners. Runners on first and second, no outs in this 7-1 ball game.
This would be a kind of cut somebody.
Hanselman gets his sign from Barry and comes set. The pitch. Ball outside. 1-0 to Ruley. One and oh. The pitch. This one gets Ruley on the forearm. That'll load the bases for Jake Cooper. Cooper singled his last at bat. A 7-1 ball game for Bristol. The Doughboys are leading, and we'll have a mound visit. Ryan Mossman will go out and chat things over with Hanselman. Mossman, also a coach at Milligan. So Jake Cooper waiting to face Hanselman. No action down in the bullpen for the Johnson City Doughboys. This game an hour and 20 minutes in the making. So Cooper climbing into the right-handed batter's box to face the righty of Hanselman. Time called. He'll step back out. Stepping back in now. Bases loaded. No outs for the State Liners. Cooper looking to get something started. The first offering. High fly ball down the right field line. Giving chase is Miller. And it'll drop foul. A strike for Cooper. Runners will head back. We'll reset. Cooper just a couple feet shy of the line on that one. Oh, 1. Hanselman comes set. The offering high. 1-1. Seth Buchanan waiting on deck. The 1-1 misses. 2-1. Two balls, 1 strike. Defense straight away for Cooper. The pitch. Swung on, fly ball down the right field line. Miller giving chase. And he'll make that grab in foul territory. Tagging up and scoring will be Jake Books. Freeney moving over to third. Easton Ruley will hold on first. So Cooper with a sack fly to score a run. Seth Buchanan coming to the plate. Singled his last at bat, later moving to second on a fielding error. Hanselman checking over his shoulder to the runner on first, Easton Ruley. The first pitch, a strike to Seth Buchanan, 0-1. One away. Squares to bunt. Fouled. Now 0-2 on Seth Buchanan. Waiting on deck is the top of the lineup, Jordan Austin. Hanselman set. 0-2. Hanselman comes set, swung on and missed. Seth Buchanan down for out number two. That'll bring up the top of the lineup, Jordan Austin. He's walked and struck out in his two appearances. Austin stepping in. Runners on the corners, two away. In the bottom half of the fourth inning, the pitch. Strike. 0-1 on Jordan Austin. Swung on and missed. 0-2. Some action down in the Doughboys bullpen. The 0-2 in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Even up the count at a, with a ball. 2-2. Looks like in the bullpen it'll be number 15, Jackson Peace. The pitch swung on and missed, and that will retire the side for out number three. Your summary for that half inning is one run on one hit, no errors, with two left on. Heading to the top half of the fifth, King, Miller, and Berry do up for the Doughboys. Top half of the fifth inning. Gonzalez back out on the mound. He'll face the top of the lineup. King, Miller, and Berry, the first three, do up for the Doughboys. King has grounded out, singled, and gotten on by an error. First pitch is a ball to Cameron King, 1-0. Misses up again, 2-0. Final over in Bluefield. Bluefield wins on the tiebreaker in seven, first game of a doubleheader. The 2-0 offering on the outside corner, 2-1. Game two getting ready to start in Bluefield. 2-1. Swung on straight above Freeney. He'll settle under it. A pop out in foul territory for out number one. Cody Miller coming to the plate. Miller lined out, struck out, and grounded into a fielder's choice. The pitch. Ball high, 1-0. Bottom of the second, and Danville. Princeton and Danville knotted at 0. Heading to the top of the third in Kingsport. That game, 0-0, Greenville versus Kingsport. The 1-0 is high to Miller, making the count 2-0. Andover and Elizabethton. Elizabethton leading Burlington 2-0. The pitch. Up and in on Cody Miller, almost hitting him. 3-0 now on the right fielder. The 3-0. It'll find the zone, a 3-1 on Cody Miller. Another strike to Cody Miller. Takes the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. The payoff misses up. Cody Miller on with a walk. That'll bring up Caleb Berry. He's grounded out twice and singled, later scoring. Caleb Berry stepping into the right-handed batter's box facing Anthony Gonzalez. First pitch, up and in, 1-0 on Caleb Berry. One oh on the top half, 1-1. A throw over, nothing happening. Action in the bullpen, number 62, Saudier Vicioso, warming up for the State Liners. 1-1, high line drive into left field, giving chase is Books. He'll play this one off the wall. Rounding second, holding up at third is Cody Miller. Caleb Berry with a one-out double. That'll bring up the third baseman, Logan Sutter. He got a homer over the right field wall in the second. Struck out in the third and struck out in the fourth. Infield will come in against Sutter. The pitch finds the outside edge. Nothing and one on Sutter. This one swung on and missed. Nothing and two. Oh, 2. Time called as a ball gets away from the bullpen down the left field line. Bristol occupying the third base side, not typical of most fields. And the bullpen's on the field here in Bristol, just out of foul territory. This one lined into left field. That'll score two. Miller trotting in easily. Berry rounding third and headed home. That'll be Sutter with a one-out double. That'll bring to the plate the first baseman, Braden Spano. Spano's been hit twice and grounded out. Nine to two now here in Bristol, as that is a wild pitch that'll move Sutter over to third. One oh on Spano. One oh. Gonzalez gets his sign from catcher Tariq Farini. The pitch. Big swing and a miss. One and one on Spano. One one. The pitch. At the letters for a strike. One and two. Gonzalez working quick. The pitch fouled back off of Freeney. Count will remain the same, one and two. One, two on Braden Spano. The pitch. High and away. Count will go even. Two balls, two strikes. Caleb Marmo, the left fielder, waiting on deck. The pitch. Misses low. Count goes full. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch. Gonzalez comes set. This one upstairs. That'll be a walk for Spano. Caleb Marmo coming to the plate. Two singles and a walk in his three appearances at the plate. Runners on the corners. One out for the Doughboys. The pitch from Gonzalez. It'll find the outside corner. Nothing and one on Marmo. Oh, 1. Breaking ball finds the outside corner. 0-2. The Doughboys working on their fourth plate appearance. The 0-2 fouled back. The count will remain the same. Nothing and two. Yeah. 0-2. Gonzalez comes set. Fires. Foul tip. We'll do it again. O two. Gonzalez gets a sign. And the pitch inside. The runner's going to go. Buchanan gets him. The play at the plate in time. So that'll be a ball to Marmo. Spano get picked off at second. For out number two, and then firing back home to get Sutter. So not a typical way to end the half, but we'll take it anyway. So it's a 9-2 ball game. We'll take a break here on the Bristol State Liners Radio Network and be back in just a moment. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Eric Arado coming to the plate for the State Liners. Arado was grounded out twice. Hanselman still on the mound for the Doughboys. The offering. Called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Pitch won't find the zone, 1-1. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 offering fouled out of play. 1-2 on Eric Arado. Nick Strong, the designated hitter, waiting on deck. One, two. The pitch fouled down the third base side. The count will remain the same, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Grounder to the third baseman, Spano. He'll step on first. For out number one, Nick Strong coming to the plate. He flew out to center in his first at bat and singled in his latest in the third. Pitch to Strong, swung on and missed, 0-1. Aries Gardner on deck for Bristol. The pitch takes a ball low, 1-1. The 1-1. That'll be a ground ball to the left side. Cooper will throw on in time. I'm sorry, Sutter, looking at the wrong defensive alignment. Sutter to Spano, 5-3 for out number two. That'll bring up Aries Gardner, 0-2 on the evening. Two away here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Hanselman fires. This one fouled straight back, 0-1. Gardner steps back in, 0-1 count. The pitch. Ground ball to Spano. He'll bobble it, throw on to first. Covering is Hanselman. A 3-1 for out number three. We're going to head to the top half of the sixth inning. Due up is Marmo, Pokorok, and Schwerub for the Doughboys. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Song again. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're back here in Bristol. Heading to the top half of the sixth, we've got a new pitcher on the mound for the State Liners. That'll be number 62, Sadier Vicioso. Closing the book on Anthony Gonzalez, 1 2/3. Gave up 2 runs on 2 hits. Both were earned. Walking 3, striking out none, ending with a 6.57 ERA. So Vicioso on to face the lefty, Caleb Marmo. The pitch outside. 1-0 on Marmo. Marmo with the team's highest ERA, 31.91 over 3 on the year. The pitch finds the outside corner of the plate, 1-1. The offering. Strike on the outside half. 1 ball, 2 strikes. One, two. The offering finds the outside edge. Marmo down on strikes for out number one. That'll bring up the designated hitter number 11, Jake Pokorok. He's got two singles on the evening and walked. The first pitch to Poker Rock. Liner into left field. That'll drop just in front of Books. A one-out single for Poker Rock. His third of the evening. That'll bring up the shortstop, Jonathan Schwerb. He struck out in the second, walked in the third, and flew out in the fourth. The pitch, a strike, 0-1 on Schwerb. Vicioso comes set and delivers. Swung on and missed. Schwerb down 0-2. The 0-2 offering. Swung on, high fly ball down the right field line, and that'll tail out of play. Count remains the same on Schwerb. Vicioso from Stony Brook University. Only 18 years old, 7.78 ERA for Stony Brook. 19 and two-thirds innings this year. Oh and two. The offering inside. 1-2 on Schwerb. Action back down in the State Liners bullpen. The pitch finds the outside edge. Schwerb goes down looking for out number two. That'll bring up the second baseman, Andrew Neal. He's been hit by a pitch, walked, and popped out. Two away here in the top half of the sixth inning. Vicioso checking the runner on first. That's Poker Rock. This one way outside to Neal. 1-0. Outside. 2-0 now on Neal. Two balls, no strikes, two away. The pitch fouled, taking the count to 2-1. At the letters, that'll even up the count. Two balls and two strikes on Andrew Neal. The top of the lineup, waiting on deck, that's Cameron King. Two balls, two strikes. Vicioso checking the runner, the pitch. Fouled. Count will remain the same, 2-2. Cooled down to 80 degrees here in Bristol. No wind. The flags in center field are at a standstill. The 2-2. Swung on, popped up on the third base side, out of play. We'll do it again. Again, a reminder, Johnson City and Bristol face off once again here at Boyce Cox Field tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock first pitch. On Monday, the Stateliners travel to Elizabethton for a 7 p.m. start time there. And then they will travel back to Bristol. So one away, one home to face Elizabethton again. This one outside, taking the count full 3-2. So again, Johnson City at home tomorrow, 6 p.m. in Elizabethton on Monday at 7. Here at home against Elizabethton on Tuesday at 7 p.m. an off day on Wednesday before taking on these same Johnson City Doughboys Thursday and Friday. This one skied into the foul territory, giving chase is Freeney. He'll settle under it for out number 3. No runs on one hit, no errors with one left on base. Heading to the bottom half of the 6th. We'll take a break. 9-2 ball game here in Bristol.
My Shelter Pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
We're back here in Bristol. We're in the bottom half of the 6th inning. A new pitcher on the mound for the Johnson City Doughboys, Gage Peterson. Closing the book on Trevor Hanselman. 5 innings pitched, 2 runs. They were earned on 5 hits, walking 2, striking out 4, ending the ball game with a 6.98 ERA. Gage Peterson on the mound for the Johnson City Doughboys. His first batter will be Jake Books. Books grounded out and walked the first pitch. Inside, 1-0. Next pitch, ball inside, quickly 2-0 on Jake Books. The 2-0 swung on and missed. Breaking ball, 2-1. Next pitch, ball, 3-1. No stats so far on Peterson. Three, one, and the offering. Ground ball. It's in play, fair down the first baseline. Rounding first, heading for second is Jake Books. So a no out double will bring up Tariq Freeney. He's 2 for 2 with 2 singles on the evening. Freeney climbs in, facing Gage Peterson. Tall righty for Johnson City. The pitch finds the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Peterson 6'6", an imposing figure on the mound. The 0-1 offering from Peterson. High fly ball down the right field line. Tailing foul, and it will go foul. 0-2. Jake Book stands on second. No outs. 9-2 ball game in favor of the Doughboys here in Bristol. Peterson set, checking the runner on second. No one covering. The pitch swung on and missed. Tariq Freeney will trot down, but the throw in time. A strikeout for out number one, bringing up Easton Ruley. Ruley has struck out and been hit by a pitch in his 2 appearances. State Liners have left 5 on base in this ball game. Don't want to do the same with Books. This pitch, grounder to the shortstop, Schwereb. He'll throw on to first. He's safe. That one bounces about 2 feet in front of Spano. So Ruley in with a single, moving Books over to third. That'll bring up Jake Cooper. He's singled and flew out in his 2 appearances. Runners on the corners, 1 out for the State Liners, looking to at least get 1 here, if not more, to try to tack back on a couple runs. The pitch. This one a soft grounder to Schwereb. He'll go the easy route over to second and on to first in time. A 6-4-3 put out. We head to the 7th. Due up is King, Miller, and Barry. 9-2 ball game here in Bristol. We'll be back in just a moment.
Vapor. Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as 1 pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted? She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think.
Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We're in the seventh inning. The top of the lineup for Johnson City coming to the plate, Cameron King. He's grounded out, singled, gotten on by an error, and popped out. First pitch from Vicioso to King finds the strike zone. Nothing and one. Oh, 01. The pitch. This one popped up into the infield, giving chase is Cooper, the third baseman. Settles under it in foul territory for the first out. Cody Miller coming to the plate. Miller, 0 for 3 with a walk. Vicioso comes set his first offering. High fly ball into center field. Giving chase is Austin. He'll settle under it for out number two. Caleb Berry coming to the plate. Berry has grounded out, singled, and doubled. Vicioso comes set. First offering to Berry. Swung on and missed. Nothing in one. The 0-1. Swung on and fouled. Now 0-2 on Caleb Berry. Vicioso looking to retire the side. Digging in on the mound, getting his sign from Tariq Freeney. The pitch swung on, shot into right field. It'll be down. Arado fielding that one. A two-out single. Caleb Berry's third hit of the day. That'll bring up Logan Sutter. Sutter, 2 for 4 with a homer and a double. Vicioso comes set the first pitch. Strike right down the middle. 0-1 on Sutter. O-1. Checking the runner at first. The pitch. High fly ball into deep right center field. Giving chase is Austin. He'll settle under it on the warning track for out number three. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. Stretch time here in Bristol. Due up is Buchanan, Austin, and Arado. We'll take a break and be back in just a moment on the Stateliners Radio Network.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor. Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of five Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated,
Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
We're back here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Gage Peterson on the mound for his second inning of work for the Doughboys. He'll face the 9-1 and 2 hitters of Seth Buchanan, Jordan Austin, and Eric Arado. First pitch, a strike to Seth Buchanan, 0-1. The pitch, low and away, 1-1 on Seth Buchanan. Peterson comes set. This one skied into shallow right center field. Giving chase is Cody Miller. He'll settle under it for the first out of the bottom half of the seventh. That'll bring up Jordan Austin, who has walked and struck out twice in his three appearances. Austin stepping into the left-handed batter's box. Down late in this ball game, 9-2. The pitch. Upstairs, 1-0 on Jordan Austin. The pitch. This one low this time. 2-0 now on Jordan Austin. With Eric Arado waiting. The 2-0. Check swing. Comes up with nothing. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. The offering from Peterson. Swung on and missed. The count will go even. 2-2. In Kingsport, Kingsport now leading Greenville 1-0. That one in the top of the fifth. Princeton now leading Danville 2-1, bottom of the fourth. The offering, low and away. Count will go full, 3-2. Over in Elizabethton, Elizabethton holding on to a 2-0 lead over Burlington. And bottom of the first in game two in Bluefield, 0-0 is that score. Peterson gets his sign from Barry, the payoff pitch. It's chopped foul. We'll reset and do it again. Full count against Jordan Austin. Eric Arado on deck. The pitch. He gets rung up looking at what should have probably been a ball, but that one close. Eric Arado coming to the plate, the right fielder, 0-for-3, grounding out all three at-bats. A quick two outs here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Peterson comes set, and the pitch high and away, 1-0 on Eric Arado. The pitch inside, 2-0 now on Eric Arado. Two balls, no strike. Two away. And the pitch at the knees. Two balls and one strike now on Eric Arado. Two-one offering. Just misses on the inside part of the plate. 3-1. 3-1. Takes a ball low. That'll be a two-out walk for Eric Arado. That'll bring up Nick Strong, the designated hitter. 1-for-3 on the evening with a base hit coming in the third. Peterson comes set and offers. It's a ball outside, 1-0. The offering, ball outside. 2-0 on Nick Strong. The 2-0 offering outside, three straight balls to Nick Strong. Peterson comes set. The 3-0 low, a four pitch walk to Nick Strong. Eric Arado moves over to second with that four-pitch walk. Aries Gardner coming to the plate. 0-for-3 on the evening. Lining out to the shortstop, Schwerub, and grounding out in his other two appearances, looking to get something started here. Two outs, two on. Pitch. A little chopper to Neal. He'll pick it up, throw it on to Spano in time for out number three. Heading to the eighth. 9-2 is the score here in Bristol. We'll be back in just a moment.
At the birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor. Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Located in the Highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Top half of the eighth inning here in Bristol. New pitcher on the mound for the Stateliners. It'll be number 47, Sebastian Bentz. The final on Vicioso, two innings pitched, two hits, no runs, walking none, and striking out two. So Bentz on the mound for the Stateliners. The first pitch is a strike to Braden Spano, 0-1. Ben's from Siena University, 10.53 ERA for Siena, 33 and a third inning pitched. The pitch fouled straight back, 0-2. Ben's for Bristol has a 16.2 ERA in four games. He's pitched four and a third. Eight runs on two hits. This one through between the third baseman and shortstop. That'll be a no-out single for Spano. That'll bring up the left fielder, number 24, Caleb Marmo. Marmo, two for three, two singles and a walk. Time called as Bence goes into his windup. A little bit of a late call there. Marmo gets his sign from Tariq Freeney. The pitch, outside corner, 0-1 on Marmo. Poker Rock waiting on deck for the Doughboys. The 0-1. High fly ball into shallow left field. Giving chase is Buchanan. He'll come over, make the grab for out number one. That'll bring up the designated hitter, Jack Pokorock. Rock, Pokorock, three for three with singles, also getting a walk. Pokorock at the plate. Bence checks the runner, fires. It's a strike. Just above the knees. 0-1. The pitch. Inside. 1-1 now on Pokorock. One's across the board. One ball, one strike, one out at bat, or batter number 11 also on the scoreboard. So a little added bonus there. 1-1. Strike right down the middle. A good breaking ball there. 1-2 on Pokorock. Spano taking a good lead. This one fouled out of play. The count will remain the same, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Bence comes set, the 1-2 offering. Swung on and missed for out number two. Schwerib coming to the plate for the Doughboys. He has struck out, walked, flew out, and struck out again. We hope to see that trend continue for Schwerib. The pitch, high and away for Schwerib, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch swung on and missed. Schwerib, 1-1. Action in the bullpen for the Doughboys. The pitch swung on and missed. Now 1-2 on Schwerib. That'll be Jackson Peace getting back up and going for the Doughboys. The pitch swung on a missed, and that will retire the side. Bent's a good inning there. No run, one hit, no errors with one left on, heading to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Due up is Books, Freeney, and Ruley. We'll take a break here on the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network and be back in just a second.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of five Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Located in the Highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
We're in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Coming to the plate for the Stateliners is Jake Books, the left fielder. He'll face a new pitcher in the form of Jackson Peace from Tennessee Tech. First pitch. Swung on, lined foul down the left field line. Closing the books on Peterson, two innings. Two hits, no runs, two walks, striking out two. This one grounded to Neal. He'll scoop it up, throw on to Spano in time for out number one. For Tennessee Tech, Peace has a 5.14 ERA in seven innings. And for Johnson City, he's 1-0 on the year, doesn't have an ERA. One inning pitch, one hit, one walk, one strikeout. Peace comes set, the pitch, strike on the outside edge, 0-1. O-1. Mrs. Lowe, a ball, 1-0. This one low and away, 2-1 on Tariq Freeney. The pitch swung on a miss. The count will go even on Freeney. Two balls, two strikes. We're in the bottom half of the eighth inning. A 9-2 ball game in favor of the Doughboys. The pitch in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes, a full count. Easton Ruley on deck for Bristol. The the pitch, fouled. Count will remain the same, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three, two. Piece from the windup. The delivery. This one's a ball. A one out walk for Tariq Freeney. That'll bring up Easton Ruley. Ruley struck out in the second, got hit by a pitch in the fourth, and singled in the sixth. Piece from the stretch. This one grounded to the shortstop, Schwerb. He'll throw on to Neal, on to Spano. A 6-4-3 for out number three. Heading to the top half of the ninth, we're in the last frame. Due up is Neal, King, and Miller. We'll take a break here on the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network, and we'll be back in just a moment.
What kind of family she wanted? She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. AARP and the Ad Council.
We're in the top half of the ninth inning. Bent still on the mound for the State Liners, facing Andrew Neal, the nine-hole hitter. King and Miller, the 1-2. First pitch. Strike on the outside corner to Neal, 0-1. O-1, called a strike. 0-2 on Andrew Neal. Neal steps back in. Bentz getting a sign from Freeney. The pitch, high fly ball down the right field line. Does this one have the distance? It is gone. Neal. A ninth inning home run. It's 10-2 in favor of Johnson City. That'll bring up the top of the lineup, Cameron King. He's grounded out, singled, gotten on by an error, popped out, and popped out again. The first pitch from Bentz, ball low, 1-0. Cam King, the pitch is low for a ball. The 1-0 finds the top part of the zone. 1-1 now on Cameron King. One ball, one strike, the offering. Chopper to the third baseman, Cooper. Cooper will throw over. Got him. 5-3, 4 out number one. That'll bring up Cody Miller, the right fielder. He lined out, struck out, got on by a walk, and flew out. 10-2 ball game. We're in the ninth. Bents. Come set his offering. It's a strike. 0-1. The pitch. This one fouled over by the Johnson City dugout. Quickly 0-2. One away. The 0-2. Little check swing. Throw down to first. In time. The strikeout for out number two. That'll bring up the catcher, Caleb Berry. He has grounded out twice. Singled. Doubled. And singled again. Berry stepping into the right-handed batter's box facing the lefty of Bents. Straight away is the defense for the Stateliners. The pitch, high and away, 1-0. Swung on and missed, 1-1 now. One ball, one strike. The pitch finds the outside corner. 1-2, a little bit of a generous call there from Ferguson, but we'll take it. One, two. The offering swung on and driven into center field, giving chase is Austin. He'll make an incredible diving grab and come up with it. F8 for out number three. A good play there from Jordan Austin. We'll head to the bottom half of the ninth. We'll be back in just a moment on the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Song again. Yay. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay.
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay.
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We're back here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Stateliners trail 10-2 to the Johnson City Doughboys. Jackson P. still on the mound for the Doughboys. He'll finish this ball game out. Jake Cooper coming to the plate for the Stateliners. 1-for-3 on the evening with a base hit. It'll be Cooper, Buchanan, and Austin, the 8, 9, and 1 hitters for the Stateliners. The first pitch, high and inside to Cooper. 1-0. The pitch. This one right across the outside half of the plate. 1-1. A 1-1 offering. Ball high. Now 2-1 on Jake Cooper. And the 2-1 offering, this one fouled onto the football field adjacent to Boys Cox Field. 2-2 now on Cooper. Pitch. Swung on and missed. Cooper down on strikes for out number one. That'll bring to the plate the shortstop, Seth Buchanan. Buchanan got on by a base hit. His only action in this ball game. He struck out and flew out as well. First pitch is a strike to Seth Buchanan. 0-1. Next pitch. Misses. Now 1-1 on Seth Buchanan. The 1-1 grounded foul. 1-2 now on Seth Buchanan. One-two offering. Peace comes set. The offering fouled. One ball and two strikes. That one fouled into the dugout for the Doughboys. Everyone looking okay down there. One-two fouled back. The count will remain the same. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 looks at strike three on the outside corner. Two away here for Bristol. Jordan Austin coming to the plate. His fifth appearance on the night. He has a walk and three strikeouts. Peace gets his sign. The windup and pitch. Swung on and lined into right field. That'll be down off the mid of Miller, but nothing else happening. Two-out single for Austin. That'll bring to the plate Eric Arado. Arado, the right fielder for Bristol. He's walked that coming in the seventh inning, but the rest have been ground outs. Two away here in the bottom half of the ninth. The Doughboys lead 10-2. The pitch. Low and in. 1-0 on Arado. Piece from the stretch, the pitch. Takes a ball. Now 2-0 on Eric Arado. On the outside corner, now 2-1 on Eric Arado. Jordan Austin on first base after a two-out single. This one. Inside. 3-1 now on Eric Arado. Nick Strong on deck if Arado were to reach. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 away. The pitch. Fouled back. The count will go full. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Arado. Piece comes set. The runner goes. Fouled back. Austin will have to trot back to first. We'll do it again. Three, two away. Peace. The offering. This one deposited into left field. Just foul. Maybe a foot from being a fair ball, but just tails foul at the last minute. We'll reset and do it again. Austin getting some base running work in, having to trot all the way back. The 3-2. Peace checks the runner, no one covering the offering. This one, a grounder to Spano. He'll toss on to Peace in time. 3-1 offering, or a 3-1 put out for out number 3. No runs, 1 hit, no errors with 1 left. It's a 10-2 loss for Bristol. We'll take a quick break and recap after the break.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as 1 pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Song again. Yay! Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We're back here in Bristol to recap this one. It was a 10-2 loss. Johnson City scoring 10 runs on 13 hits with 1 error. Bristol, 2 runs on 8 hits with 3 errors. Johnson City had 11 left on base. Bristol had 9. The winning pitcher is Hanselman, Trevor Hanselman. 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs. They were earned, walking 2, striking out 4. The loss going to Matthew Buchanan. 3 1/3, 7 hits. 7 runs, 6 earned, walking 3 and striking out 4. Your Stateliners player of the game would have to go to Tariq Freeney, the catcher, this evening. 2 for 4 on the evening and later scoring in his first at bat. So that'll do it here in Bristol. Remember, the Stateliners will play again tomorrow against these same Johnson City Doughboys at 6 p.m. We'll be on the air at 5:50. Hope to see you there. But for now, this is Josh Buckles saying good night from Boys Cox Field in Bristol. The final score, 10-2 in favor of the Doughboys.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners. Okay.